probably over a decade ago, now I think about it, that there was this young fellow, and I use that because he was younger than me, this young fellow in the States who was both a believing Christian of a certain evangelical persuasion and a mathematician of some renown. In his study of the Bibles, he recognized what he thought were patterns and numbers that he could play with, and so he did. And in doing so, he believed that he could predict the date in which the world would come to an end. It was one particular Saturday in September, if I recall correctly, but it's been done before. But anyway, he had made this prediction, and funnily enough, it didn't come off. We're still going. He realized his mistake, though. He said, I forgot to carry the one. This must be next year. 12 months rolls around, and we're still going, waiting for this prediction to come to fruition. He was so caught up in this numbers and this sign that this must be so. Even if he forgot to carry the one, it didn't come off. And Jesus warns us about this stuff in our gospel today. People interpret signs, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis, whatever, wars, revolutions, the 45th president of the United States, all as signs that the world was coming to an end. And in doing so, they lose their focus. They get so caught up on these things and looking for them and interpreting them that they forget that we are called to be about one thing and one thing only. And that is preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. Our task from the moment of our baptism is to do one thing, to make Jesus known, to proclaim his story, to his gospel into a world that I would suggest desperately needs to hear it. And Jesus reminds us that if we get caught up in signs and dates and whatever else, then we are distracted from that task. Now, don't get me wrong, we need to worry about some things. We need to worry about food on the table and clothes for the body and a roof over our head, all those things. That's part of being a human being in this day and age. We need to make sure those things come to fruition. But because they allow us to do what we need to do, we don't get caught up in making sure we get carry the one, if you know what I mean. We are called to be about one task and one task only. And it's our perseverance and our endurance in that task which will win us our lives, as we hear at the end of our gospel. So let's be about that. Let's be about proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's not worry when the world's going to come to an end. It will come to its fulfillment in God's good time. In the meantime, our one and only task is to continually proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, so that we might stand before our God on Judgment Day and hear those wonderful words, "Well done, good and faithful servants."